Today's message is 102.7. Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill. It's time now for a look at the water cooler conversations. This may be an extended conversation, Jill, because I'm going to get personal with you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this one.
I'm sure people are dying to know this.
Well, we're going to digress from the topic here because you and I had this conversation the other day, and I just know that it's going to be something that is going to be personal experience that you have.
Here we go.
All right, so a new study finds Americans impulsively buy 3 things a week.
Listen, it's because of Amazon. It's not my fault.
Of course it isn't.
If you mix like happy hour and Amazon, right. I have something new showing up about every 3 days in my house.
Hey, Jack, there should be like a block that, you know, that,
texting an ex, I'm just on Amazon.
Sure. You know, it's kind of like what they have for like whenever you're driving so that you don't text and drive. It's like, okay, during these hours, or that you have to like use a breathalyzer before you can use the app.
I should absolutely, before I can use my phone, I should have to use one.
Yeah, because that's just the way it turns out.
I can't help it. There's so many things I feel like I need.
And that others need, Jill, because we went through this because here recently, and this is what I'm thinking about, the story that you were telling us, because the one day you're like, oh yeah, remember that time we were out at the Christmas party and I ordered that for you? It wasn't for me.
I still have it in my car. I just now remembered that.
It was such a brilliant idea. Yeah, it really was. What was it?
It's a purse hanger.
A purse hanger,
Yeah.
So we were in the bar, and so
they're handy dandies.
My date there at the table could have used one, and you're like, oh man,
let's just get one from Amazon.
Yes, and so Jill did, which mortified and my girlfriend. Just like, oh my god, what do I owe you? You ordered something?
It was like $5. What? It wasn't exciting.
It was $5 that you remembered a month later whenever it shows up on your doorstep.
Yeah, it did take a little bit longer than I thought, and then I threw it in my car so that I remembered to give it to you.
Yeah,
and I haven't.
Not yet. Well, there's next Christmas to look for.
Not in my car.
Sure. By then, maybe she'll need it at that point. But this is what they say, is that from food items to new clothing, household items, and takeout, the 3 impulse buys per week adds up to a remarkable 156 impulse purchases every year.
Oh, which is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. And as a matter of fact, they know what it adds up to.
Oh, gosh.
According to a study Americans conducted by one poll, respondents estimate that they spend an average of $450 impulsively every month.
Oh, geez. No wonder I'm broke all the time.
Yeah, because you don't think about it. I mean, the impulse buy, it happens like that.
Sometimes you just have to. I bought a new KU t-shirt.
Did you?
Because you can't buy them anywhere. But it says Rock Chalk Shamrock.
Well, you got to have that.
You are welcome.
Yes. So, because a year ago, that's what we were doing. We were watching Kansas, the start of the tournament, and it was St. Patrick's Day, and all of that was going on.
Some green.
Well, see, I do these impulse buys. Time Hop reminded me that 3 years ago, whenever I bought the eye patch, and I was showing that this week, and they're like, why did you get an eye patch? Like, read the post. Look. It's like this handsome young man is on the cover. It was only $2. $2 for an eye patch.
Buy one?
I did. I bought the eye patch, showed my picture next to him, and it's like, arr.
I look just like him.
Yeah. And so it's like, no, you can't ask why people do the impulse purchases.
No, don't ask.
You
it's
just
not
do
important.
It. Yeah. And so it does. By the way, that equals $5,400 annually.
In eye patches.
Right. And see, the thing is that it's bad enough that they bring this up to us. They start doing all the math of going, all right, so over in a lifetime, you're going
to
spend $324,000 on impulse purchases.
I would rather say I spent that on Bud Light than random Amazon stuff.
Well, that might have been an impulse too, right?
It's a good possibility.
I'm heading home. You know what?
I am tired.
Hey, look, there's a beer.
What do you know?
Yeah. So roughly 1 in 5 purchases made, 20%, is bought impulsively, with food and groceries the most commonly bought impulse items. Because that's for sure. Going in the grocery store.
Oh, yeah. And I never finish everything I buy.
No. You going through there, it's like, oh, wow.
The worst.
I didn't come for what I came for. I didn't get what I came for.
Right.
But however, I don't need to get that now because I bought so much other stuff that really it's not necessary.
We're all set.
Yeah. So then the other items... were clothing and household items.
Yeah.
And about 64% reported that they usually only shop impulsively if there's a deal. See, and I thought they were going to say that they usually only shop impulsively if there's alcohol involved.
Yeah, that's because, what my first thought was.
Sure, yeah, that's what I think. It's like, all right.
There's a deal.
Oh, so
it's true, though. You get those emails, say, like, 20% off. You're like, oh,
yeah,
it's $2 off. I might as well buy four of them.
I don't need a colander, but why not? You know, it's on sale. So, all right, there you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's message. It's 102.7.